Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint. I'm Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my monthly radio show, Moment with Mickey. This show is focused on local businesses, organizations, and community activities that impact business and life here in the Sandpoint area. I've lived in Sandpoint since 1997. I spent the bulk of my career working for national retailers at the corporate level, managing store operations. 8 years ago, I left the corporate world and opened my own business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams. Today, I'm very pleased to be speaking with a variety of community members. I'll be joined by Damon Eater, owner of Sunshine on Cedar, and Stacy Mueller, general manager of the Cedar Street Bridge and involved with the Panea's Bistro and Panea's Bodega. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. We are 4 days into the 53rd Sandpoint Winter Carnival. I think that's pretty amazing, 53 years. We've already had the Parade of Lights, which had an expanded parade route that took the floats and parade participants down First Avenue and up Cedar Street. There was a block party after the parade, and the festivities continue to happen all around town and up on Schweitzer, too. Tonight, Monday, February 16th at 5:30, is Wine for You's monthly wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door, located at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Cedar Street. Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, hosts a monthly tasting where you get to taste 5 different wines and can order individual bottles or cases of your favorites at discounted prices. Visit Wine for You's website to reserve your seat. That website is spelled W-I-N-E, the number 4, the letter U, online.com. Also happening tonight, Monday, February 16th, is Trivia Night with Kiniksu Land Trust at the Idaho Poor Authority. This is a fundraiser for the Kiniksu Land Trust. IPA is donating $1 from each beer sold. Plus, there will be raffles every hour, $5 per ticket or $10 for 3. Monies raised will go towards Kiniksu Land Trust conservation, connection, and community resilience work. Arrive by 5:30 at IPA, located at 302 Cedar Street. Get your seat, and trivia begins at 6. The questions will be focused on the Sandpoint Winter Carnival and local conservation activities and history. Tuesday, February 17th, is KRFY's Little Live Radio Show with Little Wolf. KRFY kicks off their 2026 series of monthly free concerts in an all-new venue, The Hive, on First Avenue. Stellar local musicians Justin Landis and Josh Headland, also known as Little Wolf, are the featured performers tomorrow night. You can listen live on air at 88.5 FM or streaming at krfy.org starting at 7 p.m., or better yet, catch the concert in person at The Hive. Doors open at 6. Come early to enjoy some socializing before the show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 18th, is the Sandpoint High School Dance Showcase. The Sandpoint High School dance team, the Ponderettes, invite the community to an evening of dance and talent. This event will take place at the Sandpoint High School, located at 410 Division. Doors open at 5:30, and the performance begins at 6. The event features the Sandpoint High School dance team's competition routines, along with special performances from many local dance studios. Admission is $10 for adults and $5 for those 18 and younger. Cash and checks are accepted. Thursday, February 19th, is Toasty Fest. Join the fun in the Greenery District at 513 Oak Street from 4 to 8 p.m. This is a wellness-centered celebration of all things toasty. This is a collaboration between Matchwood Brewing, Toasty Mobile Saunas, and Evans Brothers. There will be a special menu of food and drinks by Matchwood, specialty lattes and drip coffee from Evans Brothers, sauna sessions with Toasty Mobile Saunas, chair massages, and a DJ spinning some tunes, and more. That sounds like a fun event to get you all toasty on Thursday evening from 4 to 8. We're going to be taking a quick break, and right after that, I will be welcoming my first guest, Damon Eater, owner of Sunshine on Cedar. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for listening to This Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Care for a Truck Month trivia contest, Sam?
Oh, you know I can't resist, Hank.
Okay, fact. Truck Month happens only once a year.
Fact. It's the best time to buy a new Ford truck.
Fact. Ford F-Series is the best-selling lineup of trucks in America for 49 years.
Fact. America loves Ford Truck Month.
Fact. I agree with that fact.
Based on 1977 to 2025 CY Industry reported total sales.
Friday, February 21st, the Pondere Arts Council presents Abby Posner in concert at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint. This award-winning singer-songwriter can play nearly any instrument she can get her hands on, pushing the boundaries of folk, roots, electronic, and pop. In addition to Abby's versatility, her passion and soul make for a live show that is simply mesmerizing. For tickets to Abby Posner on February 21st, visit POAC's website, artinsandpoint.org. That's artinsandpoint.org.
Wow, Sarah, these window coverings are gorgeous. Did you guys do this yourself?
No way. It's all Hunter Douglas. My local expert came to our home, brought samples, and helped us see everything in our actual light, then measured perfectly and handled the installation.
If you're planning a remodel, moving into a new home, or simply ready to elevate how your space feels, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters, your neighborhood Hunter Douglas expert, offers custom, beautifully crafted window treatments thoughtfully designed for life. Whether it's blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes, our products fit your windows perfectly. And with smart home options, you control the light and privacy with a tap or on schedule. Hunter Douglas window treatments are an investment in quality, backed by a lifetime limited warranty and ongoing support from your trusted local expert, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters. Call now to schedule your free in-office design consultation. Call 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT KBFI.
Welcome back. I'm Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I'm very pleased to have Damon Eder, owner of Sunshine on Cedar, as my guest today. Welcome, Damon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on the show.
So you've been in Sandpoint for several years.
We're hitting about seven.
Okay. And where were you before?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ah, okay. And what was the inspiration for opening Sunshine on Cedar?
Well, when we moved here, we noticed there's a need for diversity, and so coming from Hawaii with the Pacific Rim food and everything that that Hawaii has to offer, which is such a melting pot, we had a lot of ideas that might make people happy and not have to drive so far to get the things that interest you, and there's a lot of awesome things here, but we just thought we'd bring something else that would be
something very different.
Something different for the town.
Yeah.
And something that we know.
And the location is on the Cedar Street Bridge on the second floor. And you have that beautiful space that has the curved ceiling.
Yes.
Kind of looks like the hull of a ship.
Yep. Or a wave.
A wave.
Wave. Oh, okay.
So it looked very nice. And we were blessed to be able to get into that spot because it fits. It has the best view, in my opinion, in Sandpoint and the Sand Creek, and amazing bridge and amazing family, and we were just happy to be there. We were blessed to be able to get in there and be able to change it to a tropical theme to warm up the hearts of people in Sandpoint during these winter months and everything and mm-hmm. summertime just mm-hmm. to spread the love.
What has changed since you opened your doors about a year ago? Is that right?
It's been a little over that.
Okay.
Almost a year and a half now.
And has anything changed in your strategy or your menu?
Well, at first we were, you know, we didn't know how we would be received, you know. So as we noticed, there are a lot of Hawaii Thais in this area, which was amazingly, you know, just amazing to know that people go to Hawaii and they you know, love it. And so the things that we brought to the table at the beginning were smaller just to see what people thought about it because we were new. But as we learned, there are so many people that like other things and have been and experienced Hawaii. So we have been able to open up our menu to a little more diversified things where people understand what it is and they're enjoying it. And those that don't are enjoying it because, you know, friends and family may have never had it, but now they taste it and then they are, you know, getting to that point where they
they're discovering it. Yeah. Discovering something new. Yeah. Awesome. So is there anything that you discovered as you went along in your strategy that you wish you had known before you opened your restaurant bar?
Not really. I mean, it was kind of a blank slate because there's not a lot of people that do what we do. So we just kind of wanted to, you know, be able to, you know, experiment and see what people do like and do not. So we've just been adapting as best, but we just keep adding the things that we've done. People like the more we add, the more people like. So, you know, and trying things out. And that's why we do specials a lot, is to make sure that, you know, was this something that people like? Is this something that, you know, and most of the recipes are my, you know, my wife's Hawaiian Thai. So, you know, Hawaii is a melting pot. So we have a lot of different nationalities and a lot of things. You know, you could call it Pacific Rim. You could call it, you know, home comfort food. But to find out what people do like and what they, you know, what they desire and not have to go so far to get it, mm-hmm. we're trying to adapt to that. And there's so many recipes, but not every recipe makes everybody happy, mm-hmm. Like every restaurant. But
sure.
But we're trying, and that was the hardest part, is trying to figure out what we're going to do to you know, solidify the fact that we do things differently than a lot of people do around, and people seem to like it and they trust us, mm-hmm. to know that we're going to do something good, at least, you know, and something unique.
So that's a unique business model where you're experimenting and you're letting your audience tell you what their favorites are, so that then that becomes something that you add to your menu.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. It's great that you can have, like, you're doing a proof of concept before you invest too much into one thing.
Yes. You know, and you know, some things are amazing. Some things are unique and people are not sure, mm-hmm. you know. But once they try, they either love it or they not sure still, you know. But most people are very receptive to something different and new, mm-hmm. is what, you know. And for us, it's more comfort food, so we're used to it, but other people are not. And hopefully they will get used to it and they'll want to do it, mm-hmm. you know, eat it.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you've experienced in owning your own business here?
Oh, this is our first business, so there was a lot of challenges from the start to now. But the biggest challenge, I would say, was, you know, just making sure that we can, you know, that we're doing what the community wants. Or what they like, because if people that don't like it, then it's not going to go anywhere. And we want to make sure that everybody enjoys, and that's why we're doing that, is always just trying to test people and see how far we go. But then we have two or three different audiences. We have people that, you know, have been to Hawaii and understand that. We have people that have never been to Hawaii and have no, you know, a base of what that is. So we're educating people, and then we're also giving people that have been, you know, memories and you know, that comfort feeling of, oh, I loved it when I was there, and I want that to always be part of it. I want you to feel like your comfort, your family, your ohana, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it really is a family affair at your establishment.
It is.
It's you and your wife, Jeanette.
Yes.
And your daughter, Ruby, and your son, Grayson.
Yes.
And they all pitch in.
They all pitch in, and we have a couple amazing, every one of our employees is amazing as well. Some are Hawaii ties, but some are not. But they've all, really gone out of their way to make sure that, you know, we do as best as we can do. Jeanette really does, you know, all the recipes, and that is her, you know, she is Hawaiian, born and raised. So she gives us the recipes, we make it right. If she's not cooking, we're doing it, but we do it to her standards, and we make sure that it is authentic. Mm-hmm. And not just something we put together, you know. Mm-hmm.
And that's another piece that you really bring into your place is like a cultural experience. Because my husband Lyle and I have been there when, is it the ukulele practice has been happening?
The Kanikapila. So we do that every other Sunday, and we bring music books out. We have extra stuff. So if you guys like to come out, Kanikapila is basically a time where a family gets together and plays music and sings songs and enjoys life and food. And so you can come on a Saturday, and we have a teacher there, extra ukuleles, song books, and she will show you how, and we all sing together and have a good time. And it is another community thing that we like to do because we want to be part of this community. You know, my kids go to schools, you know, Sandpoint High School, Kootenai, and great schools, amazing. And we want to support everybody that best as we can do, you know.
You really have become involved in the community and are entrenched in the community. Can you imagine, has the community shaped how you have decided to run your business?
Not really, but yes. I mean, we want people to feel comfortable, and some people are not comfortable if they're not sure what they're, you know, or if they've never been to like a Hawaiian restaurant or that kind of thing. And we just want to be family. So if you come in, we will find something that you can eat. We want the community to embrace us as somebody that as a unit that we that they consider that we take care of the community. We do our best to support every event, everything that we can do, because I'll go off that little track right there, because my mother was, you know, she's passed now, but she moved up here in 90. So she was almost here 30 years. And all she cared about was this community. She loved this place more than anything. And I am just trying, actually us as a family are trying to live in those footsteps of helping people, you know, supporting people and, you know, being kind to people. Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing in life right now, is being good to people.
That's wonderful.
And that's what we try to do as best as we can, and make new friends and make new family. Mm-hmm. And with this restaurant, we have made so many valuable, you know, people and businesses that do care. And that's what's important up here right now, mm-hmm. is that we support each other.
Yeah. Kindness.
Yep.
It's a important simple concept.
Yeah.
So easy to do. So how are you getting the word out that you're there on the bridge?
We've kind of been slacked about that, but we're getting our webpage done. But we normally post out on Instagram. We have Facebook. We have the other ones. So and verbally a lot. You know, we're pushing it, you know, any way we can do it without being hopefully too, you know, aggressive. But
the handle is Sunshine on Cedar.
Yep, the handle is Sunshine on Cedar. Mm-hmm. And our email is socsandpoint@gmail.com. And if there's anything you need or any questions or anybody needs anything, you can always stop by the shop as well and just find out. You know, we're getting ready to possibly do some catering and some things like that. So if anybody's interested in any of those things for like private things, we're working on it. And we'd like to spread this to everybody as best as we can do it.
Well, Damon, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Mickey. It's been a pleasure, and you're one of, you know, one of our best friends. So I appreciate you supporting us in every way. And thank you, Greater Sandpoint, for supporting us and all of our friends and everybody that has done it. And Stacy and the bridge as well. Amazing family that we have. So come down to the Cedar Street Bridge, and there's multiple things to do, but please come check us out.
Okay.
You know, if you don't know what we do, come check it out.
Check it out. All right. Thank you. It's time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Just like the Bulldogs push the pace on the court, Ziply Fiber brings the speed at home. With fiber internet up to 50 gig right here in Sandpoint. No contracts, no hassles. Just fast, reliable fiber internet that keeps every highlight, buzzer beater, and post-game recap streaming without buffering. Plans start at just $20 a month. So whether you're streaming the game, checking stats, or celebrating another Bulldogs win, do it with Ziply Fiber. Visit ziplyfiber.com to get started.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
Finn and McDonald Clothing Company in Sandpoint is having a President's Day sale all weekend long. Now through Monday, save 40 to 60% off winter clothing, boots, coats, hats, gloves, and more. It's the winter sale that you've been waiting for. Featuring brands such as Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, Sorel, and Kool, just to name a few. Don't forget to check out the new spring merch and brands. It's the President's Day sale now through Monday at Finn and McDonald Clothing Company on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Jenny with Feedco, your local family-owned feed stores. Chick season has officially arrived, with the first order of chicks arriving February 14th. We will keep you updated on the breeds coming to the stores on our Facebook at Feedco. Pre-order of the chicks that are available can be done in-store or over the phone at Rathrum 208-687-2632 or Otis 509-928-3616. Happy chick season!
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitution. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. My next guest is Stacy Mueller, general manager of the Cedar Street Bridge and involved with Panea's Bistro and Panea's Bodega. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, Mickey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I was trying to remember how long we've known each other. I think it's 8 years that we've known each other.
Yeah. And we've both been through a lot of different career changes.
Yes, we have. And in fact, you are managing a location that I used to manage.
Yeah, we have something in common there.
Over 25 years ago.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not an easy job.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing it. We just hit our 2-year anniversary on Valentine's Day. And, you know, I remember crying the first day that I got the keys. I'm like, I don't know anything about boilers. You know, like there's just so much to know.
It is a big 16,000 square feet of space.
Yeah, but it's the heartbeat of our town. And I just get to listen to everyone share their memories, you know, and how much everybody cares about that iconic building. Mm-hmm. And I carry that in my heart. And I really focus on trying to make this the local hangout where you'll just be so proud to bring your family and friends to, and show it off to, you know, the visitors. And so we've been working at resurrecting it, Mickey, and you know what it was like when we took over 2 years ago. Yes. It was in bad shape, sad shape.
It's kind of echoey.
It was very echo, echo, echo. And, you know, there was no life on the top. And so one of our, you know, our goals was to first, you know, turn it around for the locals. Second, how do we get food back in the bridge? Because there wasn't any. And third, how do we make the upstairs as vital as the downstairs? Because it never has been really vital upstairs, you know, the vitality. Mm-hmm. And so those were the three tenets of what I've really been focusing on. And you just had Sunshine on Cedar on. Yes. And they were part of that vision, you know, in getting three different eateries there that were diverse yet healthy choices and family places too, you know. So Damon's doing a really good job. Sunshine and Cedar is just taking off. And they kind of started off as a charcuterie and beer and wine. And, you know, he was sharing how they've been listening to the community. And the community kind of wanted those family Hawaiian meals. And so they kind of jumped ship and just started focusing on those specials. And I listened to everybody going down the hall. They just share how much they love that food that they're producing in there. And it's because it is coming from a well of love and for their culture and for the people that they're serving. And so I'm proud to have them on the bridge. They're doing a great job.
Yeah. And I have never been to Hawaii. And so it's kind of like a cultural experience for me to experience the food. And he always has some kind of Hawaiian videos playing and the music.
You definitely feel like you've entered into Hawaii land.
To dip my toe in just
a bit. I did want to share too that they have their hours, you know, we've changed our hours at the bridge. And our local town's not used to that. We're just normally been open every day, and we open at 10, you know. But now that we have the bistro open at 8 in the morning, you know, our locals are not familiar with that yet. But it's a beautiful time to come in the bridge in the morning. It's so quiet and peaceful, and you get to enjoy breakfast and coffee and even have some really amazing meetings on the loft. And then we've extended our hours till 8 o'clock at night for Sunshine on Cedar and the ceramic shop, which is doing really well. And, you know, that's just extended our service to the community as well. So I just wanted to mention that because, you know, we just need to get the word out that they're both open past the hours that you're used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Damon did ask if we would just mention they're open. Sunshine on Cedar is open Wednesdays through Mondays, 11 to 8, except for Sunday, they're 11 to 5.
Yeah.
So thank you for thinking of sharing that.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, all these tenants, you know, I love every single one of them, and I care about their business and want to come alongside and support however I can. And fostering that heartbeat at the bridge is what I think, you know, that's helped heal a lot of the breach that happened in the past. And so we're on a good path right now. It's exciting. And we're coming into Family Day this Saturday, which is exciting. It's our 2-year anniversary kind of celebration.
Okay.
Last year was our 1 year. And it was so fun. And so many families just thanked us for such a fun filled day, mm-hmm. you know.
So tell us about that day. It's this Saturday.
Yeah, it's this Saturday, the 21st. And it's a winter carnival theme. Uh-huh. And you will see me in my ring master costume. And I'll be welcoming everyone into the bridge. And it's definitely family themed. We are giving away an electric bike this year. Ooh. Last year, we gave away an electric scooter. And I think we had over 3,000 raffle tickets that I pulled from. And, you know, when they come in, every one of the tenants is going to have some fun carnival game that they can play. And if they win that carnival game, they're given a free raffle ticket to enter into that drawing. And so we'll be drawing at 5 o'clock, and someone will get to enjoy taking that electric scooter or a bike this year away. So, I think, you know, there's not very many places that you can go to with a family. It's so expensive these days, you know, and I had more people last year just thank me that they got to enjoy the expression of fun and just, you know, the freedom to say, yes, let's play that and not have to worry about how much it costs. You know, many of the games are free. I'm not saying all of them are, but many of them are. Mm-hmm. And so everyone left happy. They just left joyful.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed the event you did over the holidays. There was some kind of...
Oh, ladies' night.
Ladies' night. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, it really was. We did this whole... poker run theme, you know, so everywhere you stopped, you had to play some sort of poker hand or of some sort, I don't know, gambling, but it wasn't real gambling, just to let you guys know, but they had to earn one of the poker hand cards that they gave the dealer at the end, and we gave away some beautiful prizes, whoever got the best hand, and we had snacks and sipping snacks all over, but my favorite was having these two wonderfully looking, good-looking guys that were young, all dressed up, and a red carpet that the ladies entered into, and they welcomed them and, you know, ushered them to, it was just fun. Mm-hmm. I just saw the ladies all have fun.
Well, it sounds like this Saturday is going to be a lot of fun, too.
I think so, yeah.
What are the hours of Family Fun Day?
So it's from 11 to 5, and just to give you some highlights, you know, you'll enter in and you'll get to meet Goldie, our mini pony, right away. She's going to be there. We had her there for Apple Fest, and everyone loved her. And then you'll come in and you'll get to see some of the carnival games that you can choose to play or not. But we do have a magician that's going to be there as well. And two performances, one at 1 and then one at 3 o'clock. And then he'll be roaming around for those 2 hours anyways. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be doing the drawing. And, you know, last year when people walked in, we had Bryce, who is the owner of the bistro, Panaeus. He was down in the front, and he was saying, hey, you want to get a free latte? And people were so like, "What? Who is this dude, you know? And you could see that their whole, you know, countenance was like all protective, you know. Hey, you just have to catch this marshmallow with your mouth, and you win a free latte. And they were still kind of like standoffish, you know, but once everybody got into it and they're throwing the marshmallows and like, oh, they almost got it. And then people did get it, you know, it just became this like such an easy thing, you know, but so fun, you know, to do. So we'll be doing some, you know, marshmallow throwing again for some free lattes. And, you know, some of the games are, you know, there'll be like mini golf, there'll be bowling, there'll be ring tossing, there'll be face painting. We have Sugartooth is putting on a show because he always does, by the way. You have to go and support Peyton at Sugartooth because he is like the ringleader and inspiration. And he's got a girl that will be doing caricatures, you know, and she was there at Apple Fest and everybody loved her. That's why we're bringing her back. And then, you know, you'll be able to throw the dart and see if you can get a prize. And he's got face painting down there and popcorn and caramel apples, of course, you know. Oh. I don't know. Do we have to take a break?
No,
are we good?
We're good for another minute or two.
Yeah. So if you come into the Ridge right now, you'll see the carnival theme right in the front. We took like till midnight to sew that thing
it's
together.
Amazing. It looks
so still
cool.
Standing even through the rain and the snow. So hopefully it makes it to Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you went all out for Winter Carnival's Parade of Lights. Your float was just beautiful.
Thank you. We didn't know what we were doing. We were like laughing through the whole process, but
it looked great.
Yeah, it did turn out good. And Peyton and Sherry were actually, you know, and Scott and Bryce, and you know, there was a lot of people that actually helped out, but yeah, it ended up being really good. We were all like, wow, this actually turned out pretty good, you know? So, yeah. And I, you know, the Winter Carnival, I hope that everybody comes out next year. because there was a lot of effort that was put into it this year. And I know the Joan, who is the Chamber of Commerce, she's brand new. She took over your job. Mm-hmm. And that was something that she really put her heart into, is try to resurrect it. And it did.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
I think we had double the number of floats this year.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, from what I could see on social media, it was really well attended. And
yeah,
I think people had a great time.
I think they did. So, yeah, it was good.
So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're still going to be chatting with Stacy. And I'd like to dive more into Panea's Bistro and the Bodega when we come back
from
our break.
Sounds good.
Okay. So thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Hi, Jim here for the Pondere Winery with some exciting news. We have a very special wine of the month for February. I would categorize our 2022 Love as truly one of the top wines we've vented over our 30-year history. If you're looking for great wines and fabulous cuisine in an inviting atmosphere, come see us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. We're open noon till 8, Tuesday through Saturday, with live music throughout the month. Visit our website at powine.com for a list of our menus and entertainment. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 30 years.
One of the best things about winter in North Idaho is bird watching. Get a close-up view of our local feathered friends when you provide them with bird seed and suet from the co-op. Choose a brightly colored feeder, fill it with seed, and hang it near sliding doors or windows. Chickadees, nuthatches, sparrows, and house finches, among others, will appear at your bird feeders over time. In the spring, add hummingbird feeders to the lineup for year-round enjoyment. The co-op stocks a wide variety of bird seed, nut and berry foods, nutrient-dense suet and suet feeders, as well as a great selection of beautiful feeder options. They can hang just about anywhere and are easily filled and enjoyed. Make birdwatching your new favorite winter pastime with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Finn and McDonald Clothing Company in Sandpoint is having a President's Day sale all weekend long. Now through Monday, save 40 to 60% off winter clothing, boots, coats, hats, gloves, and more. It's the winter sale that you've been waiting for. Featuring brands such as Patagonia, Mountain Hardwear, Sorel, and Kool, just to name a few. Don't forget to check out the new spring merch and brands. It's the President's Day sale now through Monday at Finn and McDonald Clothing Company on 1st Avenue in downtown Sandpoint.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey, and I'm chatting with Stacy Mueller, the general manager of Cedar Street Bridge and involved with Panea's Bistro and Panea's Bodega. Welcome.
Yeah.
Very
Mickey,
involved.
I love the song that you have for your show. Oh. Go, Mickey.
It does get you kind of moving in
it
your
does.
Chair. So tell me about Panea's Bistro. I have been there. I've enjoyed breakfast there and lunch and coffee. But tell me, how did that all come to be?
Well, you know, I was kind of sharing earlier how we had no food at the bridge. And then the no vitality upstairs. And I remember walking down the hall and I saw these two logs that were just, they look like they were a thought to make a platform, but never got finished, you know? Mm-hmm. And I saw the platform there in my head and I'm like, oh my gosh, we could build what we call now the loft, and it would create some seating upstairs for people to come and connect and hang out. And then I saw the bistro right there in the front as you walk up the stairs. Now, that's just a huge leap of faith to create a kitchen in a place that's never been, in a sloped ceiling, in a place where it doesn't get traffic, you know? So we really had to, like, step out in faith. And, you know, the owner and then, you know, a few of us who were, like, Team Bridge, Sherry and Scott and Bryce in particular, you know, we kind of came together and we forged a plan of trying to maybe make that happen as things started unfolding. And Bryce had never done a restaurant before.
Wow.
This was all brand new for him, but he was willing to like take the charge and go for it. And I just knew, like, okay, that means I'm going to have to come alongside and offer my talent of my experience that I've had in restaurants before.
Okay.
And so I told him I would do that. I said, I know you don't have the experience, but you're not in alone. And the owner, Joe, said you're not in alone. Like, we were all in it together. So it's been a team group effort to make that happen. And so I've had to take my experience that I've had in the restaurant industry and kind of apply it, but I've never actually opened one myself per se. And so that was actually kind of fun to just create the vibe and the look of Panaeus as you see it right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. The bistro was open last year around right after Black Friday, actually. Mm-hmm. It was on Small Saturday. They had their grand opening. And, you know, we've been really blessed, actually, with so many people that have come to support the bistro. In the summertime, though, the lines were really long. And we did find out that we needed to come up with a solution for how do we have two baristas working the coffee lines at the same time so we can minimize that line? And how do we get our kitchen cooler? Because, you know, with the sloped ceiling, it just created such a hot atmosphere back there. Mm-hmm. That was really hard for everybody. And I was not about to go to the owner and say, hey, we got to cut open that roof. You know, we have to like come up with a solution. So when the tenant left next to the bistro, mm-hmm. I actually tried filling it up at first and it didn't go through. And then we kind of stopped to look at it and thought, well, maybe it's just time to expand mm-hmm. and then solve those issues with this space. And that seemed really crazy because we had just gotten the bistro up and running, and we just took a dive, you know. So the bodega has been open for a couple months now, and we decided to go with a little bit of a different theme there, more gift, grab and go, and then, you know, servicing coffee on that side and the bistro side.
Oh.
So we have a pass-through, and then when the bistro closes at 4 for their breakfast and lunch in that kitchen that can get a break, the bodega picks up, and then they're available to serve, you know, grab-and-go items and still coffee until the bridge closes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you did coffee in the bodega.
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can actually come if the line is so long in the bistro and you're just there for coffee. Some of our locals are learning now to just run into the bodega and get your coffee.
Oh, wonderful.
Because the line's not as long, you know. So, and the bodega is, like, people were saying, you need to, like, take that wall down between the two. Because at first people were like, I can't believe they put a coffee shop right next to, you know, the bistro. How dare they? Like, it was really funny to hear people like say that. They were like trying to protect Panaeus, actually. And we're like, no, it's the same. And people were telling us, well, you need to break that wall down. But if we broke the wall down, it would really take away the cozy feel that we have, like, you know, put there. And it would have also not really solved our problems, I don't think. So it's a whole different feel in the bodega. It's very peaceful. We actually have a little spot to sit in, which I call the secret garden, that you can overlook the creek. And it's beautiful there. And then, you know, we do gift baskets. And we were doing that all through the holidays, where you're grabbing food items, little gift items for people that are out of town. We have travel items, and then we wrap it up for them. We give them a card. You can, you know, sign it, and we'll wrap it for you. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's something that I'm reaching out to a lot of the, you know, the realtors now. Hey, I've got your home, you know, your home gift for you. People that are not feeling well, the hospital's right there. You can come and get a gift for them. So, you know, it's serving a lot of purposes, and there's a lot of unique items. Clean, our town wants clean. Our town wants organic. They want fresh and new items. And so we are hitting it on that and all ways in the bodega.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, the bistro has a unique feature that my husband introduced me to. Lyle said he can order online.
Yeah.
And then that way he avoids standing there and waiting in line.
Yeah.
Because quite often he's like, he used to come in and there was a line and he's like, oh, I'm not going to have time. But now he's discovered this order online.
Yeah, it's actually, a lot of people don't know about that. But Lyle is our number one. And we love it. We're like, there he is, you know. Yeah, you can go to Paneas Bistro, or actually it's paneas.com, I think. And the menu is on there and you can order online.
And then just pick it up.
And then just come and pick it up and we'll actually let you know it's ready. You know, you'll get a text, you know, saying it's ready or it's in process.
And there's little parking spots out front for the 15 minutes. So you're in and out and it's easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Speaking of parking, now that we're talking about this. So the bistro is open at 8 a.m. and people always, I always hear the locals and people complain, I can never find parking. But you know what? If you come to the bistro at 8 a.m, you will have no issue getting parking because no one's downtown.
True.
And you can just walk right in, go upstairs. It's a really quiet ambiance and grab your coffee and then go or just kind of hang around. But did want to let you guys know that is not an issue in the morning.
Well, thank you, Stacy, for being with me today. I really enjoyed learning more about what you're doing with Bridge and with Paneas Bistro and Bodega.
Thank you so much for having me, Mickey, and I love what you're doing all the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Stacy. So now I'm excited to announce that I am partnering with North Idaho College Workforce Training, and we're launching a new mastermind group class focused on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. This small group discussion-based class brings people together to learn from one another and apply practical insights in the workplace. I've led this mastermind group many times in the past, but this is the first time I'm partnering with North Idaho College. Feedback from past participants has been so good. Past participants have shared the class helped them in so many ways, both personally and professionally. It's a great fit for individuals who want to grow in their roles and for employers who are interested in developing their teams. The class begins Wednesday, February 25th, just from 11:30 to 12:30, just 1 hour, and it meets weekly in Sandpoint for 8 weeks. If you would like to learn more, you can send an email to me at Mickey, that's M-I-C-K-E-Y, at mkhemingway.com, or call 208-610-0342. That's 208-610-0342. And now, as we're heading into the last few minutes of our hour together, I have a special segment that I'm sharing. And this is a moment when I share a tip, insight, wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can possibly be. And today's moment with Mickey is called, You're Either Growing or Dying. You may have seen the interviews of people who have reached milestone birthdays of 100 years or more. And when asked for their tips on living a long life, almost all of them include the same tip. Stay curious. Keep learning. Keep an active mind. Curiosity is the key to continue to grow and develop your mind and your abilities. Here are 4 tips to commit to lifelong learning. Number 1, get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. You need to get out of your comfort zone. Otherwise, you're going to get complacent. Number 2, get over yourself. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. They probably aren't thinking about you at all. Number 3, ask questions. It's okay not to be the smartest person in the room. In fact, if you are the smartest person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room. And number 4, get out of your cave. Your cave might be your home, your office, your car. Get out of the same old routine and get out there. Put yourself into new environments and new experiences. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. Well, thank you for being with us today. If you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, Check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.